This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Bozeman League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan grassroots organization working to protect and expand voting rights and ensure that everyone is represented in our democracy. Before the municipal elections in November, the League of Women Voters sent questionnaires to each candidate for Bozeman City Commission and Mayor. Voters can access the online voter guide at vote411.org. Each voter can enter a residential address to check voter registration, view information on candidates, and read their responses to the LWV questions in their own words, see a sample ballot, and make a voting plan. That's the voter information website at vote411.org. Indigenous Peoples Day is October 13th. The holiday, officially recognized by the state of Montana for the first time this year, celebrates tribal resiliency and the history of the nation's first peoples. Montana is a state that sits on the native land of 11 Native American tribes and 7 Indian reservations. There are a number of events celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day around Montana. ICN News and Indijay Public Media have compiled a list of events planned across the country, including Montana, at ictnews.org. Indijay Public Media is a nonprofit organization sustaining Indigenous journalism that uplifts Native communities, supported by members, donors, and partners. In Montana, Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations include the Bear Tracks Celebration Powwow on October 13th, 2 p.m. at Karis Park in Missoula. An Indigenous Peoples Day celebration October 13th beginning at 8 a.m. and going all day at Dawson Community College in Glendive. An Indigenous Peoples Day celebration from 11 to 2 at the American Indian Hall on the campus of Montana State University in Bozeman. An Indigenous Peoples Day community round dance at 5 p.m. at the summit of Pete's Hill and Burke Park in Bozeman. An Indigenous Peoples Day proclamation at 12 noon at the Butte Silver Bow County Courthouse, an Indigenous Peoples Day celebration at Montana State University Billings from 3 to 8 p.m., and Indigenous Peoples Day events at Great Falls College, Montana State University in Great Falls. This year's celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day at Montana State University in Bozeman will feature the dedication of a new arbor and outdoor educational space at American Indian Hall. The October 13th event, sponsored by the Department of Native American Studies in the College of Letters and Sciences, will honor Eloise Cobell, a Blackfeet tribal elder, activist, banker, and rancher who attended MSU and received an honorary doctorate in 2002. The new arbor is located in the garden area north of American Indian Hall, the first building on campus designed and built to serve Native students. The $20 million facility opened in 2021. The celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day at MSU will be held from 11 to 2 p.m. and feature tours of American Indian Hall, an exhibit of work by Wynold Rice, refreshments, door prizes, an honor song from the Bobcat Singers Drum Group, and remarks from dignitaries, including a tribal elder and MSU President Brock Tessman. The dedication of the Eloise Cobell Garden Arbor is scheduled for 11:45 a.m. The arbor was finished this summer and is a quarter round, which completes the architectural circle around the building. A new fire pit near the arbor will be a point of gathering that represents the element of fire, complementing other art installations at AIH that represent earth, water, and wind. Edible and medicinal native plants have grown in the outdoor area since the building opened in 2021. The department chose to name the arbor for Cobell to recognize her meaningful place in Native history. In a 2009 court case, Cobell contested the United States mismanagement of trust funds belonging to more than 500,000 Native Americans, challenging the government to account for fees from resource leases. In 2010, the government approved a $3.4 billion settlement for the trust case. Cobell died in 2011. In 2016, President Barack Obama awarded Cobell the Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.